is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a short little segment. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. But I want to address the older gentleman and his wife, the woman that slapped me on the arm or grabbed my arm, kind of a pushing grab, slap, whatever you want to call it, and then he kind of slapped at her, and then he butted up against me. And then he said, I lost my daughter at Aurora. And I said to him, well, you know that the psychiatrist that was over him had a notebook and everything was being planned, and he was on these drugs that say that they make people go out and kill folks, and overall shootings are down, but weird mass shootings are up a little bit. It's hyped up in the media, and you've got the full video. We'll probably air it tomorrow. And they wouldn't even listen to it. And I said, listen. I said, it says on the insert it can make you commit mass murder. It can make you go out and do all these horrible things. It can make you have megalomania, become psychopathic. They got 20% of the population on these. They've got U.S. military doing weird massacres when they're on it. Nobody's ever acted like this. These psychotropics, they didn't want to hear it. And then some other guy, we've got like 30 minutes of this footage, threatened to attack me and everything. I'm not the enemies of these people. Let's put the article up on screen for TV viewers. Here's a San Antonio Express News article. Mom's rally focuses on gun safety, common sense. If you scroll down, it's got her name right there. Sandy Phillips. And then her husband had a different name. I don't know if it's a remarried, but Lonnie and Sandy Phillips. But the point is, and there's the police chief meeting with them, and they're two or three supporters. Think of how sick this is, though. They've lost their daughter because in a gun-free zone, a movie theater, in an anti-gun area of Colorado, somebody on multiple psychotropics, who in his own notebook was telling his psychiatrist reportedly, who was a top Air Force psychiatrist for some reason, that he was going to go kill people, and then nothing stopped him. And then it was reported in the news, he told people in the jail in Aurora, I'm under mind control, I'm in a government program. I mean, it turned out that Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was. That's L.A. Times. So we're just saying this is very suspicious. They got really upset at that. But what I do know is this. When a bad cop rapes a woman or a bad cop shoots somebody because they're on a power trip and crazy, do you blame every cop? You shouldn't. When somebody takes a car, they've had this happen, well, every few weeks you see it, and drives through some crowd of people. If it's a Mercedes or a Ford or a Chevy or a Toyota or a Nissan or a Datsun, do you blame Chevrolet? Do you blame GMC? Do you blame Saab? Do you blame Volkswagen? No, you blame the person that did it. When somebody goes into, they don't have guns in Japan, so they're always having mass school stabbings. They had like 14 killed once with a guy with a knife. Do you then blame owners of butcher knives? No, you blame the person with the object. And if you look up the FBI's own crime statistics that we've done countless reports on, you can look them up. Guns are used 40-plus times for every time they're used in crime. They're used to frustrate crime. And crime using guns is down 49% conservatively. That's the Justice Department's own numbers. Some numbers are over 60% since 1992. And, I mean, I tried to give them these facts. You can't collectively blame me. Here's an example right here. I want to show folks a document cam shot of this. We had over 1,000 people with loaded guns at the Alamo. Nobody got hurt. I'll guarantee you every criminal in San Antonio was steering clear of that because criminals want to act when they think they've got the upper hand. You had these two known reported drug dealers. This happened hours after our rally ended in another part of San Antonio. For fun, probably some gang initiation to a higher level mafia, shoot a cop with a .223 rifle. Reportedly an M4, same rifle I had, only 2% of the crime, but still, that was used in this case. Shoot at a cop through the windshield, try to kill him. It hit his computer, blew the glass in his eyes, may have blinded him partially. He's in bad condition, terrible situation. These little criminal blobs, who the witnesses saw do it and everything, they're still suspects. They are criminals. The gun is not at fault. They are the problem. They are the problem. Not thousands of us with guns down the street. No problem. We're the answer to scum like this. We're the answer. Armed cops, armed citizens. We're the answer.
When an emergency happens,
do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
877-789-2539 is the number for folks that were at the historic Alamo rally. I don't know if people realize how historic it was if you just joined us. There has never been a rally since the Alamo in 1836 at that site because it was a warehouse till the 40s. Nobody cared about it until John Wayne made a movie in the 50s, or was it the early 60s about it. And then the Daughters Republic of Texas wouldn't allow anything political. Well, political isn't just politics, as you see it, Republican, Democrat. What about our liberties, our freedoms? That transcends political. It's about being a free human. That's why America was different, because we at least had some basic rights. We weren't perfect, but we were light years ahead of other nations. We're trying to reclaim that and to be out there. And just look in the eyes of how Americana everybody was. I mean, the Hispanic folks, the white folks, the black folks, the everybody out there just looked like something out of a spaghetti western or something. I mean, they were just, the men were so manly, the women were so beautiful, the people were so smart, the folks were so informed, the eyes had the soul, had the electricity in them. It was so great to be out there with you. I am just drunk on liberty right now. I've got to tell you right now, it was so exciting. I want to go to phone calls from folks that were there. And then I see some people still called in and got on the board that weren't there. I'll go to you too. But I want to put people to the front of the line who were there at this historic open carry march in San Antonio, Texas yesterday. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, and we'll take calls about 45 after. Then I'll get into some big geopolitical news, some George Soros news. They're trying to take Ted Cruz down right now. We're going to get into the latest on Obamacare. It is all coming up. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I am just so honored that I have such amazing listeners and supporters and fellow activists that love freedom and who have liberty beating in their breast. I am humbled to my core. I ran into one gentleman who I'm going to get in studio. He's an artist. In fact, it's back there in my office in my bathroom because I had the jeans I wore yesterday. I changed clothes here last night. It's sitting on top right there. You'll see a whole bunch of business cards. His name was Mario something, artist. And I saw this guy waving at me who had one arm blown off and then all his fingers blown off to nubs and a patch on his eye and his face all burned away from being in an IED in Afghanistan. He was also multiple tours in Iraq. And I went over to this guy. There was a World War II vet with him that had come to speak who'd actually been tearing down barricades a week ago in D.C. And I talked to the World War II vet who did all these combat jumps in Germany, three combat jumps, and had most of his buddies killed. And I talked to him. The video's up on Infowars.com. And then I was talking to this fellow, Mario, and it was how excited he was and how human he was and how, when he told the story about them blowing up their armored vehicle, how glad he was that his buddies weren't hurt as bad as he was. He wasn't just saying that. And it wasn't that I was attracted to him because he looked like, you know, something out of a movie, just totally blown away. It was like there's something about people that have been through the fire and have been destroyed, who've risen like the phoenix. There was something so human about him. I was so attracted to him. That's the kind of person I want to be around and I want to be like. You can say the wars are evil and were frauds, and then of course they were. But these guys joined because they believed it was right and they had courage. And compared to all these ninnying yuppies that are scared of everything and won't stand up for anything and are a bunch of backstabbers, to be around combat vets that are just so strong and have their arms and legs blown off and are being called racist by MSNBC because they dare protest Obama, it was just incredible. I'm going to get that guy on. I got a whole stack of business cards in there, and he was one of them. And I want to see his art, too, because he's an artist now. That's how he pays for everything with his arm blown off to the shoulder, whole body burned, one eye out. But his humanity. There's something about somebody who's been blown away, and all the looks are gone, but the soul shines through. It's almost like beauty gets in the way of a soul. And it was just right there. I could see his soul. And that was so much for me. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to somebody who was at the Alamo. Diane in Texas, you were at the Alamo, historic, 177 years later. The ghost of William Barrett Travis spoke again. No one has spoken for the right of self-defense since then on that site. And now the curse of telling people not to stand up has been broken. Diane, what did you think about being there?
It actually gave me a glimmer of hope for our country to see mothers and fathers and their children, little kids, teenagers, black people, white people, brown people. I mean, the diversity was remarkable.
This was humanity, but we all have the same spirit.
Yes, and I try to go to rallies for things I believe in, and they tend to be predominantly white. And I'm like, where are our brothers?
Well, that's because MSNBC says if anything is for freedom, it's racist, and it scares people away. My mission, I realize now, is to break that. We've got to bring everybody in for freedom. Go ahead.
Well, my husband and I went. We don't have long guns, but we wanted to support the movement and be a part of history, and it was so exciting and amazing. We were there from the very beginning speech until shortly after yours, and then we had to go. We couldn't stay for the duration, but I wish we could have. And
yeah, that's why I think there was 2,000 or more, because the police estimated 1,000, but most folks are hardworking or they got family to do. You know, I would see different crowds over there. It was a big, might have been 5,000 there. I mean, it was 1,000 at any one time over 6 hours.
There was a guy with his beaded yarmulke and his dress suit and his sign that said, gun control isn't kosher. I mean, there were no boundaries.
Well, people instinctively get that if they're disarmed, they're enslaved. And they've taken the guns everywhere.
Yeah, so thank you for your work. And it was a real honor to have been a part of history.
Oh, it was an honor to be there with you, Diane. Did I get a chance to meet you?
No, you didn't. But I saw Jakari and I saw you, and y'all are awesome.
No, you're awesome.
And the keynote speaker whose name is escaping me right now, Jerry Patterson. Oh, my gosh, we all need to get him in, into a new office.
No, Jerry Patterson, let me tell you, he is tireless fighter for the Second Amendment. I mean, he's the real deal. That's why the San Antonio Express News spent, like, two different reporters trying to get him to talk bad about me. Because they want to divide us. I mean, that's all they want to do. But there I was with an M4 strapped on my back in defiance of that unconstitutional law down there. This is what it's all about. God bless you, ma'am. Mahatma Gandhi, if you look it up, in fact, print up the actual history for me because I don't want to get it wrong. He marched like 500 miles through India. You would be given years in prison if you mined salt or got it from the ocean and sold it. Got to have salt to cook, everything. And he marched famously, the guy that freed India from British imperial rule, to the sea. And by the end of it, hundreds of thousands joined him and gathered their own salt at the sea. And that was the beginning of the end of the British Empire in India. And it's the same thing. They say, you can't have your guns in San Antonio. Yes, we can. Come and take it. And the police did the right thing. And I can tell the police admired us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac's true seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, that five-tier vet of Iraq and Afghanistan who had his arm blown off, his whole body burned and lost an eye, is Mario Lopez. And I was just remembering him here on the show, and there's an interview we uploaded or shot live out there, streamed, that's up on Infowars.com. But his website is paintingsbymariolopez.com. And I almost don't want to give his site out because I want to buy a bunch of these for the office. This guy is an incredible artist. I mean, world-class stuff. And he's a big listener. And again, I looked across the whole crowd and saw this one guy waving at me with his hand that had all the fingers blown off. And I saw his totally burned, destroyed face, but saw that human beauty in it. And he was more beautiful than the entire crowd of people out there. I don't know how to describe it. Just amazing. I don't mean to sit there and go on and on. I've been to a lot of veterans' memorials and events to see people that are burned and destroyed, but he's not destroyed. He's a person of honor. He's a great artist. I love his card. In fact, find that picture that's in there of the trees with the blue and the orange in the background. That's what he's got on this card. We're going to get him in studio very, very soon. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. It's just that you want to go there and check out his paintings. It's paintings by Mario Lopez. .com. Wow, look at that. That's the one I want. In fact, I want to call him before everybody gets it. That's the painting I want for our office right there. I mean, that is like Van Gogh level right there. Let's go ahead and take a phone call from folks that were at the historic Alamo Second Amendment rally. Let's talk to Bob in Texas. You're on the air, Bob. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Man, I want to tell you, my wife and myself, we were there. And I felt very honored to be there. Both of us did. We met so many great people, liberty-minded people, and it was just, it was incredible. It's an incredible experience.
Well, we are the seeds. If this republic's going to survive.
And, yeah, you know, it's like, it's people that love God, love life, and love liberty. You know, I didn't open carry for personal reasons, but, you know, this is a weird thing. I took a slingshot. I went to Wally World and I bought a slingshot wrist rocket. You know, because I figured they might try to outlaw them one day.
Oh, they will.
And I put a scripture on here, 1 Samuel 17:45, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord. And let me tell you, I got a lot of response. I even showed it to the Chief McManus. And anyway, guess what? I have kinfolk that died there. His name is William Wells. And I stood in front of that monument, and there was a fellow patriot who said, hey, you want your picture taken there? I said, yeah, sure, because I said, man, I have kinfolk that died here. And I put my hand, I rubbed my hand on his name. You know, he's William Wells from Georgia. And he said, yeah. He said, hey, I've got a gun. He said, You want? He said, it's a .22 squirrel shooter, single shot. He said, but you want to pose by it? I said, well, sure. And he gave it to me, and I had two flags. I had the Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and the Spirit of 76. And I was wearing my dad's Strategic Air Command cap in honor of him. And I was in the Air Force, but I put that in honor of him. And I want to tell you, the spirit of the people there, I met so many great people. I met a guy that drove to Beaumont. He heard that you were going to be there, and he drove, him and his wife, was on another trip, and then they drove all the way back to San Antonio to be there. and I met them in the at the Menger Hotel. And I want to tell you, I met so many liberty lovers. This was outstanding, absolutely. And I'm on a high from it. I blew my voice out, and I kind of got frog in my throat, you know, for yelling and everything and waving my flag. And I just want to say, and I was handing out the Citizens Rule Book. I want to thank you for keeping your prices down on the flags. You know, because you're not making anything. I've shared flags with people out there.
Sure, we sell flags and citizen rule books at costandinfostore.com because it's all about getting the word out. God bless you, brother. Yeah, I know. It was incredible. Thank you for the call to meet all these great people. It was just life-changing event. And I didn't realize that Jerry Patterson bucked worldwide media on allowing a, quote, political event. It was just free speech. The people died for the right to keep bear arms at the Alamo 177 years ago. And we should have been making it a shrine of the Second Amendment the whole time. And now Patterson's done that. That's good. That's what it should be used for. I would imagine that Davy Crockett's been spinning in his grave until now. Now he can rest in peace. Let's talk to Shipley in Texas. You were there, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Give us your take on it.
Well, I was the one that was talking to you about the drones that I captured over the NSA base.
That's right. You sent that. There's an NSA base in San Antonio used by the globalists to spy on people, not for national security. And you say you sent that to us in our Dropbox. We'll get that up in the next few days, brother. Tell us what you saw.
It was beautiful, man. I mean, it was just it was one of those most electric things I've ever been to. And I got to meet Stuart Rhodes, which was amazing. That guy is just a polite gentleman. And so are you. I was thoroughly impressed, man. Just wanted to say thank you for being a true Texan.
Well, I'm just a free human that doesn't want to be a slave, and I know that in my speech I talked about J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs giving money to the anti-gun groups. They are the main anti-gun groups. I mean, they give money to take our guns. Why would foreign, above-the-law, tax-exempt banks want our guns? Because then they politically dominated us. They can have the government raise taxes on us and give it to them in banker bailouts like Warren Buffett. So it's very simple. Foreign offshore banks are lobbying to take our guns and our free speech and our privacy. And you know, I kept telling the media, I don't just come out and rally for the Second Amendment. I defend the First, the Fourth, the Tenth, the Ninth, all of it, voting rights, all of it. That's what it comes down to. Anything else, brother?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it was the most electric thing that I've ever been to, and it motivated me so much that I'm going to look into starting my own show here in San Antonio that, you know.
Do it. Do it. God bless you, brother. Do it. Everybody has to be a leader. Well, let's go to one more call before we go to break. Chris in Texas, you were there. Got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, I'll get to it real quick. Saw something behind the scenes that I was thoroughly impressed with yesterday, other than the whole thing, which was great. I was standing stage right behind Patterson prior to his speech. I was directly behind him, and I saw him chit-chatting with a lot of the other people that were going to be speaking. A lot of them were politicians, and he was making it extremely clear to them that this was not a political platform. And I heard several of them. I heard every one of these conversations, and several of them would say, well, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And he said, look, I sanctioned this as the GLO, and this is not a political, you know, this is about Texans' right to bear arms and so on and so forth. And I loved it when he got up there and started speaking. And I don't know if you caught this part of his speech, but he was speaking to those people that told him that they were going to say what they were.
No, I mean, look, in defense of Patterson, no one's given a political speech there. It isn't political. It's about an individual right. He was saying it's not about politics, left or right. It's about human freedom. I tell you what, I'll come back to you and let you finish your point. I don't want to cut you off, Chris. We'll go to Phil, who was there, and we'll go to Steve and then others. If you want to get in on the air, if you were there, this is your chance for you, 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock
they take me to the gallows pole, the sands of time,
the sands of time.
was weird about a month ago to get to hang out with Iron Maiden when they came to Austin. That was wild. And listen to those guys since I was a kid. There they are. Running low. Running low. Low, baby. Even though my voice is burned out, I want to sing with this. Crank it up. That's a good song right there. The sands of time for all of us are running low. All that we leave behind is the basic freedoms, the basic ideas. That's how we live forever. Through our children, through their children, and their children. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go back to your phone calls. Got a bunch of news and a host of issues I haven't gotten to yet in the final segment coming up. But I was just reading Real Alex Jones on Twitter to see if my last Twitter went out about sending out the link to the video dealing with the gun grabbers that showed up, all five of them, to protest this. But there was one, my speech with my rifle on the steps of the Alamo, assert your individual rights over serfdom or slavery. And the third or fourth guy down, called Gustav Strazik, says, remember that the racists lost at the Alamo. And I went to this guy's site, and he's like some Democratic Party operative type guy. And I just thought how crazy that is. They teach that in the schools. They teach that in the control corporate media. They demonize the Alamo and George Washington before him. None of it had to do with anything with racism. The guy that wrote the Constitution for the U.S., for the Texas Republic was Hispanic. A bunch of Hispanic folks died at the Alamo. They were against the dictator Santa Anna. In fact, a few years later, Santa Anna got overthrown in southern Mexico by the people in Mexico Central. Were they racist because they were against Santa Anna, the dictator? Was George Washington racist fighting King George III, who he was distantly related to, who was another white British guy? No. It's just they inject this because the last thing they want is white, black, Hispanic, old, young, north, south, east, west, Catholic, Protestant, agnostic, Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim, coming together around a basic Bill of Rights and Constitution, coming together around basic human rights, coming together around the family and private property and due process. And I mean, I want that for everybody. I want everybody to be treated like a human being. But the authoritarians of our age inject racial and religious and cultural division because they don't want us to discover the culture of liberty. The corrupt establishment is threatened by it. We've got to come together. But I saw this on YouTube videos and on my Twitter the last few days. The racist Alamo, the racist lost, the white Travis lost. You're going to get it. All of this racial hatred. It's incredible. When the sacrifice of the Alamo belongs to everybody. These are people injecting racial issues because they're using racial politics to control people. Just like MSNBC, just like Rachel Maddow, Al Sharpton, all of them. It is disgusting. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to a bunch of them. Chris in Texas, you were at the historic first ever Second Amendment pro-gun rally since 1836. You were there. What'd you think?
I was thoroughly impressed. I got to meet you, Alex. I really appreciated your speech, and I really appreciated everybody's passion. And I was completely just, I can't tell you how good I felt that I'm not alone in the feelings that I have. And if you would allow me, I'd like to channel Alex Jones for two sentences.
Go ahead.
The first rule of Liberty Club is tell everybody about Liberty Club. And the second rule of Liberty Club is
hey, we ought to do a liner. Let's call our guy that does liners. The first rule of Liberty Club is tell everybody about Liberty Club. The second rule of Liberty Club is tell everybody about Liberty Club. That's genius. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, got two parents that love you that are Hispanic and white, or black and white, or old or young, or Catholic, Protestant, or your mama's an atheist and your daddy's a Christian. Whatever. We want freedom. We want it now. We're not buying the corporate fraud that's funding to turn our guns in and turn our due process in. We want all our rights. We want them now. They were paid for over and over again by blood, and we're demanding it now. We're standing again. All the malls and Hollywood and all the fake culture means nothing. It's empty without liberty, and you just said it. Anything else, brother?
That's it, Alex, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Chris. Don't thank me, brother. It was great to be with you down there. So amazing. I just feel humbled by this. Phil, in Texas, you were there. Tell us what you thought.
It was good, and I think, thanks for taking my call, by the way, and I think that was the best schooling the Jew and Jay Stang and Mr. Patterson and the rest could have done for the locals in San Antonio that could ever been done. I've been an auto body man working in San Antonio for 25 years, and knowing the people, a lot of the men, many of them were what I would call as a kid city slickers. Not to be mean to them, but they've never hunted for meat, not just to kill. And when I've ever talked to them about gun rights, it's like you're speaking to somebody that's talking about outer space or something. So I think that rally yesterday, and I was there till 12:30, from 10 till 12:30, and I think it was real good. And the only thing I could think that should have been maybe mentioned was the possibility of UNESCO taking control of our Alamo.
That's right. They are trying to make it a UN cultural site, which will put it under UN regulations. Good point. I'm sure Jerry Patterson will stand against that. God bless you, brother. I want to go to another caller before we go to break and come back and cover news and take a few final calls on this Sunday edition. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, showtimes and free podcast and video and audio feeds are at Infowars.com/show and PrisonPlanet.com as well. But look, just 20 years ago, people had rifles in their rifle racks and their pickups, and the cops wouldn't harass you. Just 20, 30 years ago, people could walk down a rural road with a gun and not be messed with. Just 40-something years ago, my father in high school, I guess about 45 years ago, could take his shotgun to school and put it in his locker to go hunting with his coaches for dove and quail after school. They have demonized our right, made it dirty, made it bad, made law-abiding citizens with weapons responsible for what criminals do illegally. It's all fraud. Throw off the guilt. Stop buying into it. We're done. We're not going along with it anymore. Now, I've got a bunch of news economically, Obamacare, Ted Cruz. They're trying to sink him right now. We've got to stand with Ted Cruz, a great patriot in my view, when we come back. But we will talk to Steve and Scott and John and Elizabeth and another John. We'll give each caller about 1 minute. I'll try to shut up, not comment, when we come back. My voice is blown out. Thanks for putting up with me today. I kind of got a little excited there at the rally. We're going to come back and go to these four or five callers that are lined up and then hit the final news in the final segment of this transmission. But again, history's happening. History didn't just happen in the time of George Washington or Colonel Travis. It's happening now.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine.
iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Yeah!
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Waging war on gangster government. Waging war on slavery, empowering the human spirit. That's what we're committed to, because there's no other drug like liberty. Nobody rides for free. Texas is powered by Travis. Davy Crockett laying it down. You got to pay to play, and they pay, and I'm ready to pay. Nobody rides for free. They gave their lives so you'd have basic liberty and freedom. Will you speak out? Will you stand up? Will you get involved? Will you do 1/100th of what others have done for you? That's the question. Here's an article by Kit Daniels that just went up on InfoWars.com. Despite media fear-mongering, no injuries at open carry gun rally at the Alamo. Rally turns the Alamo into the safest place in America. That article is now up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm not trying to talk like Clint Eastwood. This is what my voice sounds like now. Alex Jones rallies at the Alamo with gun owners for open carry. I never tried to be like this liberty leader and all this stuff. I didn't want to have like the voice of Clint Eastwood. He's trying to sound cool. I realize what I sound like while I'm talking. It sounds crazy.
It's like a fireside chat. We're battling for the Republic against the worldwide bigger takeover. And this is how I actually sound. It's crazy. I can't believe it. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I got some final news to hit here. Steve and Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, amigo.
Hey, buddy.
Talk to you again. Hey, I'm kind of surprised you didn't start the show with your popping of champagne. Golly, we haven't won the war, but that was a heck of a battle to win yesterday. What a great experience. I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Bob, one of your earlier callers. I actually met him. He was the one that referenced the slingshot, and I met him in person yesterday and got a chance to visit with him. And what a great American. And it was just electric. It was awesome. A couple of things I wanted to hit real quick is, number one, Jerry Patterson, man, he's for real. That guy's awesome. He's a member of my church. To see what he said yesterday, I mean, it was just, he's the real deal, and I love it.
Really? What church does he go to in Austin?
Bethany Lutheran.
I go to the average church. It's like worship government, turn your guns in. Doesn't matter if it's Baptist, Methodist. Okay, Bethany Lutheran, interesting.
Yeah, give it a whirl. It's next door to Bowie High School. Give it a whirl sometime. Love to have you. The other thing I just thought was awesome was, I remember we were talking to my daughter. We brought our five-year-old down with us yesterday. And we were talking about the Alamo and the importance of it, and trying to explain it to a five-year-old is sometimes a little bit difficult, as I know you have young ones as well. But, man, I'll tell you what, when I think his shortened name was Wren, I think his full name was Warren, the 90-year-old World War II veteran that stood up and spoke with Stuart, holy smokes. I mean, we all had goosebumps, and my wife picked my daughter up so that she could see him.
That was a powerful speech. We recorded it. That's going to be on the nightly news tomorrow, 7 o'clock Central. We'll probably, if we have it in time, play it on the radio show, because all week we're going to be airing these speeches on the weekday show. It was incredible.
Yeah, my wife, Alex, picked my daughter up when he was in the middle of his speech, and I heard my wife say to my daughter, she said, "Honey, do you want to see a real hero?" And she pointed at me and said, "Honey, that is a real hero." And my daughter looked at him, and just she loved it incredibly. The only thing yesterday that wasn't good was that my daughter was so very mad at me that she did not get a chance to meet you. So I promised her I'd hand her the phone so she could say hi to Alex. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. I'm great.
Is Daddy there? Is your dad there with you?
Yes, I am. she said she had to say hi to Alex Jones, so.
Hey, did you like the rally at the Alamo, honey?
Did you see the Alamo?
I did.
Well, good job. How old are you?
5 3/4. And you had a early birthday today, but this Wednesday, I'm going to have my real birthday, because my real birthday is October 23rd.
That's very exciting. God bless you, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for all you're doing, Alex. It was a great time.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, it's when I look at my 5-year-old daughter and my 9-year-old daughter. I got a son, too. He's amazing. But when I look at my daughters, you don't even worry about yourself anymore. You want a future for them. That's what everything is about here. And we know the way collectivism and slavery leads. It leads towards damnation. We want freedom. It's time for men to stand for freedom. So exciting. Thank you, Stephen. Let's talk to John in Texas. You were there, John. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Just want to say, Alex, being a native of San Antonio, as far back as I can remember, I've always had a special feeling in my heart, my gut, for the Alamo and the sacrifice there. And I got to tell you, the people I met there yesterday were amazing. Met a couple that came from Houston just for this event. Met another man that came over from New Orleans by himself, just to come visit and be here for the event. And I just thought it was really a come and take it rally, and nobody came to take it.
That's right. We stood up, so they backed down. The enemy creeps in when we're alone and when we're not ready. When we stand as men, they run. And that's what it's all about. And the defenders of the Alamo wrote letters. They knew what they were doing, but they were so tired of the tyranny of oppression, just like against King George.
that they were ready to put it all on the line, and that's why it's so historic.
And, Alex, I was there also for the march to the to Travis Park, where we violated some more city ordinances, and again, we're unmolested, and I'm very
You were just
proud.
Like civil rights activists eating at those lunch counters, brother.
You bet. Very proud of our police force for telling the police chief to get stuffed. And
yeah, for those that don't know, the police force refused. He was saying arrest everybody, and the police force and the union said, it's a state law, you're violating it. But McManus is coming along. God bless you, brother. I mean, McManus isn't our enemy. We just want to, like, get these people to join the republic, join the free country. We don't want to fight with them. We want them to join us. It's real simple. We want their interest. We want them to be free. We want them to be successful. We're not their enemy. We don't want to fight. But we can't bow down. We can't give in. And we're committed. And when you're committed, you win. Even if they kill you, others rise up later to defend you. That's the big secret they're so afraid of. They're afraid of men. That's why there's a war on men. I'm nothing special, but on my tombstone, they could say he was a man. Like my ancestors, I am not a slave. I will not give in to you. I will never back down. You may defeat me, but you'll never defeat my spirit. That is the secret of liberty. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
It was amazing to be there yesterday. And on a serious note, to seeing all those loud patriots there, globalists don't have a shot. I mean, it's over for them. They just don't know it yet.
It's over if we seize victory in our hands. I agree.
It's just we have to get people to realize that it's over. I mean, when you see beautiful women carrying AKs, I mean, you just know. You know they really don't have a shot.
There were a lot of beautiful women out there, but I'm a married man. But, yes, a lot of beautiful women with semi-automatic rifles. It was awesome. They were like Valkyries or something. I was in heaven.
And I was just there with a shotgun, just trying to stand up, you know, in the city I've lived in for 20 years. It's funny to see you made it to probably the only trendy place in San Antonio, down on South Alamo at that place, that bar, wherever, where they were having that mom's.
Down at the commie bar. Absolutely. We're out of time, brother. I'm sorry to Scott and John and Elizabeth. We're out of time. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com, audio streams, stations, XM 244. It's all there. Sebelius is on the run. Health and Human Services Secretary will not testify to Congress why no one can sign up. I mean, that is a scandal. Tech Surge plan to fix Obamacare exchanges. And the Easter Bunny's real. White House pimps another Obamacare success story that wasn't successful. No one has signed up. Report, 476,000 apply for Obamacare. None can sign up. Ron Paul says the longer QE lasts, that's money printing, the worse it will get. Zero hedge. Assassination pushes Libya towards civil war 2 years after Gaddafi's death, after the U.S. put al-Qaeda in charge. Not the U.S., the banksters. And then getting into other news right here, Ted Cruz, folks, is a real patriot of honor. He's getting death threats. They're picking some $6,000 investment he made in his college buddy's firm 20 years ago and claiming he didn't declare it. They're nitpicking all his files, saying he's a fraud. He's a successful lawyer on his own right. We got to stand behind Ted Cruz. They're coming after him. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.